Senator Feingold says there's no shortage of examples where the Bush administration has expanded and abused its executive power, from warrantless wiretapping to allegedly firing U.S. attorneys for political reasons to claiming executive privilege as a way to get out of providing information to Congress. Feingold chairs the Constitution Subcommittee of the Senate's Judiciary Panel. Tomorrow, he's convening the committee to listen to historians and law professors talk about how executive power has grown out of control and what John McCain or Barack Obama should do about it when one of them takes office.
I believe both of these men have some understanding of the Constitution, and that what has been done in the last 8 years really undermines the basic system of government we have. And so I have actually publicly appealed to the new president, whoever he is, to actually say in the inaugural address, I renounce the extreme executive powers that have been claimed by the last administration.
Feingold admits it's a challenge. The next president would basically be asked to make his office less powerful. But he says he believes McCain shares his concerns in areas like government torture, and he believes Obama's background in constitutional law gives him a grasp of these issues.
So they both have some sensitivity to this, and I hope that in the debates they are forced to answer questions that would nail them down on some specific aspects of renouncing some of these extreme claims. I would think it would be irresponsible not to press them on these issues.
Feingold says he'll collect the testimony from tomorrow's hearing in a written record and present it to the next president. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.